This is VOA News, Fire Remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. finally reached U.S. President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot in the arms of 70% of American adults, but it's a month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that's swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. Biden set a goal of reaching the 70% threshold by the 4th of July, but that target was set well before the highly contagious Delta variant enabled the virus to come storming back and undermine the assumptions that were used to arrive at that figure. The U.S. still has not hit the administration's other goal of fully vaccinating 165 million American adults by July 4th. It is about 8.5 million short. High-ranking U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has tested positive for coronavirus. South Carolina Republican is the first senator to disclose a breakthrough infection after being vaccinated. He says that he is very glad he received the vaccine, without which his current symptoms would be far worse. The news has prompted several other lawmakers to get quick COVID-19 tests and report their status. A handful of Senate colleagues spent part of the weekend working and socializing with Graham, who attended a gathering on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat the evening that he first developed symptoms. Cuba completed a vaccination rollout in the capital city of Havana on Monday to help curb a rise of infections, according to authorities from the health ministry. The Cuban health ministry chief, primary attention, Maria Elena Soto, said that more than 1.3 million of Havana's residents have been vaccinated with the locally produced or another vaccine. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says the number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July. Preliminary government data released Monday by a Department of Homeland Security official also says the number of people who came in families likely reached its second highest total on record. Sharp increases from June are especially striking because crossings usually slow during stifling summer heat. President Ashraf Ghani on Monday blamed Afghanistan's fast deteriorating security situation on a sudden decision by the United States to withdraw its troops, but said his government had a plan to bring conditions under control within 6 months. Taliban insurgents have moved in on three provincial capitals in the last few days, amid rapid advances nationwide since Washington said it planned a complete withdrawal of troops by September. The Biden administration is expanding efforts to help Afghan citizens flee increasing Taliban violence as the U.S. military pullout looms at the end of the month. State Department says it's widening the scope of the Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations and U.S.-funded aid and development agencies, current and former employees of the U.S. government who do not meet strict criteria for a special immigrant visa are also covered by the expansion, but the move comes with a major caveat that is applicants must leave Afghanistan to begin the process, and that may take 12 to 14 months in a third country. Turkey is seeking international help to fight wildfires. The neighbor Greece is using an old power station to cope with the demand for air conditioning as the heat wave intensifies in Southeast Europe, with temperatures reaching 45 degrees Celsius in some areas. The extreme weather is fueling wildfires as well as storms in Italy and Croatia. A climate expert says the destructive weather conditions are becoming frequent and deadly. A small tornado on Croatia's northern Adriatic coast toppled trees that destroyed several cars. Hours later, a large wildfire erupted outside a nearby resort, threatening homes and local power supply. Dozens were treated for smoke inhalation in Italy after flames tore through a pine forest. There's more available at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.